The future doth sneak. Same things may have many different names, and different things can be called by the same name. Add liars, manipulators, pretenders, the vengeful, greedy, and blind. Add language barriers, national borders, fake education, indoctrination, censorship, misinformation, nationalism. Add manipulation, disagreement, conflict, madness, hate, apathy, desperation, and stress. Add weapons manufacturing and mutually assured destruction, and there is no more common language left for exchange of important ideas. Maybe there never was a common language. Certainly, we must ensure that we do have one. Let us set the context, then. We are an important chain link in an endless progression of human generations. You are one of 100 billion human beings to have ever lived. Billions more will follow across millions of years ahead. We are going to be here for so long that evolution and science will alter our very appearance. Our actions will be judged in the courtroom of time, presided over by all the future generations. Some, far in the future, may consider our modern times hardly distinguishable from the Dark Ages. We don't get old, we grow wiser. And many great beings repeat that old age is a privilege denied to many. And eventually, humanity will take to the stars. We are to live happy, authentic, fulfilling, and meaningful lives. There is no time for lies or babble, but there is plenty of time for pursuits of excellence. And time never stands still, so much so that there is no such thing as business as usual. The usual does not last long enough to become the norm. We are to lead the way, to rise to the challenges ahead, and to move with such magnificent grace as to transcend the limits we didn't even notice we had. Education and culture is the only thing that sets us apart from beings of the Dark Ages. We progressed out of those times by ever pushing forward and above, by becoming more abstract thinkers, and by using abstract thinking to solve problems by subtle analogy to other solutions. The internet is the first great step towards a better world, a world connected with devices capable of helping us communicate without a single bit of misunderstanding or distrust. This clear communication interface of the future is but a simple engineering problem. Perhaps it is a symbolic user interface language. Perhaps a virtual world, perhaps a simulated city government that grows to become the planetary government. But certainly, it is near, and it will not be stopped, and it will be a source of truth, and it will transcend borders, and it will beam from the sky. and there will be no room for lies, no room for manipulations, nothing to gain by weapons manufacturing, nothing to gain by hoping to carve humanity with borders or deny basic human rights. It will slowly sneak up on those who would wish to stop it. It will sneak up on them by means of their very own ignorance and arrogance. In the world of the future, we exist as one humanity. There is no poverty. There is no hunger. And our greatest aim is great health, impossible wisdom, and simple cheerfulness and happiness and joy. Captain's Log, Supplemental, September 13th, 2820. There is a huge, unmentionable universal debt that originally, by mistake, landed on a single credit card of an unsuspecting young lady in Belgium. Nobody knows why, including myself. She was just born the year it happened, so she didn't even need a card. Someone just noticed that all debt was being charged to her account, never said anything, and somehow it stayed that way for many hundreds of years afterwards. Once she became legally obliged to do something about her debt, circa 2040, it was just cheaper to ignore the account than to print the bill. Not to mention the bills needed to pay it off. Notably, some decades later, arguably the most valuable human being on Earth would sweetly joke that she was the most worthless one. She's been paying for everyone's food, including all the pizzas economists eat, so no one dared to say a thing for ages. Hundreds of years later, the new generations just assumed money was invented to be helpful, certainly not hurtful, and that little Chloe was the original inventor. We are one family, after all. There's no need to go hungry. Never was. It is of some note that the most expensive thing she paid for was the first Starship, the asteroid-class ark that began colonizing the Milky Way. That age was marked by our crossing from Homo sapiens to Homo Deus, and the starship was named after none other than our little Chloe.